Leviticus chapter 11. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron and said to them, Speak to the sons of Israel and say, These are the animals which you may eat of all the fauna which is on the earth. Everything among fauna that divides the hoof and is cloven-footed and chews the cud you may eat. But these are what you shall not eat of the cud-chewers or of those that divide the hoof. The camel, for it chews the cud, but it does not divide the hoof. It is unclean to you. And the rock hyrax, for it is a chewer of the cud, but it does not divide the hoof. It is unclean to you. And the hare, for it is a chewer of the cud, but it does not divide the hoof. It is unclean to you. And the pig, for it divides the hoof, and is cloven-footed, but it does not chew the cud. It is unclean to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, and you shall not touch their carcasses. They are unclean to you. This is what you may eat of everything that is in the water, everything that has fins and scales in the water, in the seas and in the rivers. You may eat them. But as for everything that does not have fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, both everything that teems in the water and every living being that is in the water, they are an abomination to you, and they will be an abomination to you. You shall not eat any of their flesh, and you will abhor their carcasses. Everything that does not have fins and scales in the water is an abomination to you. And you will abhor the following from the bird kingdom. They must not be eaten. They are an abomination. The eagle, the ossifrage and the osprey, and the vulture and the kite after its kind, and every raven after its kind, and the ostrich and the nightjar and the seagull and the hawk after its kind, and the little owl and the cormorant and the great owl, and the common owl and the pelican and the black vulture, and the stork and the heron after its kind, and the hoopoe and the bat. Every teeming flying creature which goes on 4 feet is an abomination to you. But this is what you may eat. Every teeming flying creature which goes on 4 feet, which has legs above its feet, by which to leap over the ground. The following of them you may eat. The locust after its kind, and the migratory locust after its kind, and the short-horned grasshopper after its kind, and the long-horned grasshopper after its kind. And every other teeming flying creature which has 4 legs is an abomination to you, and you would make yourself unclean with those. Anyone who touches their carcass becomes unclean until the evening. And anyone who carries any carcass of theirs will wash his clothes, and he will be unclean until the evening. This applies to all cattle dividing the hoof, yet not cloven-footed, or not chewing the cud. They are unclean to you. Anyone touching them is unclean, and every animal that walks on its paws, of all animals walking on 4 feet, will be unclean to you. Anyone who touches their carcass will be unclean until the evening. And whoever holds their carcasses will wash his clothes, and he will be unclean until the evening. They are unclean to you. And these are the unclean to you among creeping creatures which creep on the ground: the mole, the mouse, the tortoise after its kind, the lesser lizard, the chameleon, the greater lizard, and the mole rat, the shrew. They are unclean to you among every creeping animal. Anyone who touches them when they are dead will be unclean until the evening. And as for anything on which any of them fall when they are dead, it will become unclean. Whether it is any wooden utensil, or item of clothing, or skin, or sackcloth, or any item that is used for work, it will be brought to water, and it will be unclean until evening. Then it will be clean. And any earthenware vessel into which any of them fall, everything that has them inside it, will be unclean, and you will break it. Any food which is eaten, on which water comes, will be unclean. And any drink which is drunk from any such vessel will be unclean. And anything on which any of their carcasses fall will become unclean. Whether an oven or a stove, it must be broken up. they are unclean, and they will be unclean to you. But a fount and a cistern, a storage area for water, is clean. But anyone who touches their carcass will be unclean. And if any of their carcasses fall on any seed for sowing, which will be sown, it is clean. But if any water is put on the seed, and any of their carcasses have fallen on it, it is unclean to you. And if any of the cattle which are food for you dies, anyone who touches its carcass will be unclean until the evening. And whoever eats from its carcass will wash his clothes, and he will be unclean until the evening. And whoever carries its carcass will wash his clothes, and will be unclean until the evening. And every creeping thing that creeps over the earth is an abomination. It is not to be eaten. As for everything that goes on its belly, and everything that goes on four legs, and everything that has many legs, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, you shall not eat them, for they are an abomination. Do not make yourselves abominable by any creeping thing that creeps, and do not make yourselves unclean by them, and so become unclean by them. For I am the Lord your God, and you will sanctify yourselves. And you shall be holy, for I am holy, and you will not make yourselves unclean with any creeping thing that crawls on the earth. For I am the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, to be God to you, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of cattle and birds and every living thing which moves in the water and of every creature that creeps on the earth, so as to make a distinction between unclean and clean, and between the animal that may be eaten and the animal that shall not be eaten.